Gladiator Maniacs. Tonight, the final six become the final four.
It's the last round of the semifinals.
Last week, the American Gladiator semifinals began with chill.
Yeah!
And spills.
This is my house, my game.
Worthy of the final eight, Shanae and Evan came out on top.
Yes! Yes!
Then nailed down a spot in the finals.
It might not be easy, but you do not give up.
Tonight, Andy, Alex, Monica, and Venus will take their game to the next level.
Semi-finals! We're turning it up a notch!
As they try to lay claim to the last two remaining spots.
Look at me, I'm all beat up and bloody.
The competition intensifies as the contenders now take on five events and the eliminator.
There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Two will say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And two will move on and be one step closer to the prize.
Woohoo!
$100,000 and the ultimate title of American Gladiator.
Stick around and watch this action. Guaranteed to satisfy.
This is the moment of truth. Are you guys ready to take on these American Gladiators?
The competition begins now!
Feet as the gladiators get ready to bring the heat. When we come back, the semifinals. Welcome back to Gladiator Arena, where the men are getting ready for their first competition. Let's see how they got here. Tonight, it's two strong contenders vying for the last spot in the finals. History teacher Alex Rice started the competition outmatched and outgunned by the enormous gladiators.
I'm half the size, twice the heart.
150 pounds of heart, Alex had only his speed, his quickness, and his supporters to get him through.
Teaching is such a sweet occupation. You could mentor so many kids and you could really make a difference. And I want to let them know that whatever they put their mind to, they can accomplish in life. They set their goals high. That's where they'll go in life.
Inspired and driven by his high school wrestling students, Alex delivered in the first round.
Thank you, Almani High School. I love you guys.
If I win, it'll be an incredible feeling. I'm going to donate a big chunk of this money to the team. All heart. This is where it comes from. Mind over matter, but it's going to be explosive and fun, and you'll never forget this name or this face.
Another unforgettable face is Andy Kenningsmark.
Well, Hulk, I'm actually an ordained minister who's obsessed with working out.
This youth minister was thrust into the limelight when he came on as a replacement for the injured Adam Levin.
If I win, it's for both of us, not just for me, and I want to split the money between the two of us.
I want it for him, man! It is about us!
A man on a mission, this preacher has a higher purpose for winning.
I would love it if me being on American Gladiators breaks the mold. I get tired of Christians being put in this box and saying they're only this one way.
Well, as Christians, we're taught to be humble, but I really feel my God-given gift is talking trash.
The message that I really want to teach is that, you know, that Christianity really is for everybody.
This contender has got a message and is ready to deliver it.
Head homeboy, had you waddling, dog.
Will he move on?
My plan is to not embarrass myself in front of America. That's my plan.
Or will the history teacher step up? This is it, the last chance. Only one will move on. Who will it be? It's teacher versus preacher. Their semifinals begin right now with Hit and Run.
Tonight, the guys are starting off on our drive to the American Gladiator Finals. Andy versus Alex, preacher versus teacher. First up for these guys is Hit and Run, the challenge where they'll race the clock across that suspension bridge as our gladiators try to slam them out of the sky with huge demolition balls. First up, our ordained preacher man, Andy. Now, the first time you did a hit and run, you scored 8 points. What can we expect from you this time around?
I'm hoping we can expect the same, maybe a 10-point performance. My mom's here. I need to represent for my mom. She's going to be upset. I don't want to embarrass her in front of her friends back home.
Got to represent for your mama. Now, Alex, your wrestling background and speed has been your strength. What can we expect to see from you up there tonight?
You know, Layla, we got the preacher over here. And after this round's over, I might need to go confess some sins because I'm going to beat him down bad.
Woo! Uh-oh. Well, Alex, let's see which four gladiators will be trying to bowl you over tonight. It's going to be Titan. Then comes Justice. Next up, let's hear it for Mayhem. And last but not least, it's Wolf. All right, Andy. These are the same gladiators who could not manage to knock you down last time. They look like they're happy to be getting another shot. You ready?
Layla, I am ready. I don't want to get overly confident.
I think it's too late for that.
Okay, that's fair. Those guys are huge, and I'm really glad that we don't have to see them out in the parking lot afterwards.
That's right. All right, let's hear it for the Preacher Man!
These are the semifinals. The stakes are bigger than ever. Look for the gladiators to magnify their mean with $100,000 on the line.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1...
Andy has crossed this 50-foot bridge before. In the first round, he picked up 8 points. Got his first two. Now watch both sides of the bridge. Oh, look out! There he goes! Somebody hit that preacher a towel.
That's what I'm talking about!
Mayhem caught Andy looking the other way and picked him off. A different kind of baptism for this preacher man.
That's how you do it, boy, right there.
What's up, dog? You got wet.
Oh, Andy.
That's how we do it.
You got 2 points and you got blindsided by Mayhem. It looks like those gladiators were using a little strategy on you this time. They had them timed perfectly for you.
I have to tell you something, hey, guys, up there, y'all were 100% better than last time. That really surprised me, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you know, it's your first performance. You need to go get warmed up. But how do you think Alex is gonna do up there?
I'm not feeling good about it. I think he's gonna probably put a 14 spot on me right here.
All right, that's 2 points. Go ahead and take a breather and go dry off.
A disappointing run for Andy, and it leaves the door wide open for Alex, who looked like a comet as he sprinted his way to a record-setting 14 points in this event in the first round. We'll see if his strategy of reckless speed works again.
All right, Alex, you're up next. Now, Andy just got 2 points. Last time you were up there, you crossed 7 times. How do you think you're going to do right now?
You know, Layla, you opened the Gladiator Book of World Records to hit and run. You saw that he scored 14 big ones in the preliminary rounds. This is semis. I'm going to step it up. Go big, go home. I'm trying to go for 16 points.
All right, step it up for me. Let's hear it for him, everybody.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Here goes Alex flying across that bridge. Already with his first 2 points. Look at him go! He may have a chance to break his own record of 14 points in this hit-and-run competition. Oh, out of nowhere, and he's all wet!
Semi-finals, we're turning it off a notch! We are the baddest!
Now it's the hammer time! There you go!
Come here, Alex. Alex, you act like you got 15 points again. Come here. Now, you were real aggressive out there. It looks like you just went for it, but you only ended up with 6 points.
I'm a little wet behind my ears, my pants, my shirt. Hey, hats off to the gladiators that got me this time.
They sure got you, too. All right, so at the end of hit and run, Alex leads Andy with a score of 6-2.
The gladiators, and especially Justice, proved that pure muscle beats pure hustle. Now the female contenders can prove that they will put up some healthy competition. Tonight, Venus Ramos goes up against Monica Carlson in a battle that is sure to come down to the wire. a rehab physician, Venus stepped in to replace the injured Jesse Adams.
In my everyday practice as a doctor, I'm very sympathetic, kind, and gentle, so being this tough, I didn't know I had it in me.
I never, ever, 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 ever will give up.
Just like I did in med school, I'm going straight to the top.
That's basically how I was raised. My mother and father instilled that in me.
If I win $100,000, I'll definitely send my parents on a trip around the world. They have been here supporting me the whole way, just like they have my entire life.
Venus battled hard through the first round. Her strength carried her to the most shocking eliminator comeback in Gladiator history.
I am ready to take the prize. I don't care who you send my way, I'm ready to attack her.
Venus will have her hands full with Monica Carlson.
I'm running! Bring it on!
A devoted mother of twins, Monica is a true supermom.
Between Friday night football games, Saturday morning soccer games, homework, sack lunches, it's insane in our house.
Anytime there's a challenge, fear sets in. The scary feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach. I can't let that get me down. I have one job to do, and I want to get it done. I have surprised myself in many aspects of this game. Endurance, the strength that it takes to beat your competitor. I knew that I had it in me, but I feel just as fortunate to be here.
Yay! Always supported by her family, Monica has risen to the top in everything she does.
I want to be the best. I just want to do it. I want to win. I want to be on the top.
Monica set herself apart by destroying the competition in the first round.
Your time is the fastest time of any contender.
She is primed to go and ready to make her girls proud.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Can Venus stop her?
I am so ready. Are you ready?
It's the fastest eliminator time versus the greatest eliminator comeback. Two powerful women, prime and ready to seize the glory. Everything is on the line as they race towards the finals at $100,000. Only one can win the ultimate prize. Who will it be? It all starts right now on Powerball.
Now it's the women's turn to get into the action. Monica and Venus, you both showed incredible fire to get this far into the competition, and now you've reached the final eight. Venus, you stepped into this competition as an alternate for Jesse. How does it feel to be standing here right now?
Woohoo! Can you believe this? This is the most awesome feeling in the entire world. I mean, when I first entered this thing, I thought it was, okay, this will be a fun athletic challenge. Little did I know this is going to be the most brutal, grueling, mental, emotional, spiritual trial I've ever been through in my entire life. Everything else is icing, and this cake is tasting awesome.
Well, testify, girl, because you got to have some serious game to play in this gladiator arena. Well, Monica, you were one of 11 kids, and you and your husband have twins of your own. Are you going to handle it today? Can you take this on?
I'm going to bring it. I'm so excited that my family's supporting me, as am I so happy to be here. I cannot wait. I can't believe I'm here. I'm ready to bring it.
All right, well, let's meet the gladiators here to take you down. It's Crush and Fury.
Hello, ladies.
And the awesome Helga.
Powerball has proven to be a punishing and painful event, having previously claimed two contenders.
$100,000. Go for it.
Ladies, on your marks! Are the contenders ready? Gladiators ready? Three, two, one!
We're back, and the women are ready to take on Powerball. These are the semifinals, so look for the gladiators to step up their game with everything on the line. Oscar with some fancy footwork on Crush. There goes Venus. By Fury for her first two, but Fury seems to be coming up slow from that tackle attempt. There's Monica with two more. She's got four. Oh, big tackle by Crush. Looks like Fury is still favoring a leg there. Halfway through. Oh, Venus with a slick move to score three on the center five. Fury still trying to put up some fight. But Venus drops in two more points.
10 seconds.
Time running out on these ladies. Oh, Monica with a slick move to score three on the center pod. And then Crush, big body slam on Venus. And these contenders have nothing left. How about those crushing blows? Bam! Bam! Thank you, man. After one event in our march towards the finals, Monica with a 2-point lead.
Look out, Monica, because you know I'm ready to bring it. And I know she's ready to bring it too, so I better look out myself.
Next up, the men will grab a ring and try to hang tough.
Where 10 points go to the contender who makes it across all the rings before the gladiator rips them down and sends them swimming. First up for the men is Andy. All right, Andy. Last time you were up there, you sent the gladiator swimming, but you still couldn't make it all the way across. How do you plan to get across this time?
I'm just gonna try to go straight.
Well, I hope you're ready, because here to drag you under is Justice.
First time Justice has flexed those guns on Hang Tough. Wouldn't want to be Andy.
All right, now Justice has a 7-foot wingspan. How do you plan to elude him up there?
I actually hadn't calculated a 7-foot wingspan, Layla. So my guess is I'll try to figure out why I'm up here on the rings.
All right, Andy, good luck.
Contender ready! Gladiator ready! 3, 2, 1! Gotta leave the platform! Andy, you gotta leave the platform!
Andy a little hesitant coming off that platform, and who can blame him when he's trying to get past the 300-pound Justice? Justice closing in. Oh, he had a chance right there, but Andy avoided disaster. 10 points to Andy if he can make it to the opposite platform.
10 seconds! 10 seconds!
Justice with the roadblock to the platform. Now Andy just trying to hang on to pick up 5 possible points. And he does! Andy avoided the long arm of Justice. Or did he? Better late than never, I guess.
All right, Andy, that's 5 points for you. Sorry, Justice pulled you down after the fact, but you do get 5 points. So what was it like up there? It looked like you were trying to get away from any way you could.
I mean, that's ridiculous up there. I mean, that guy's huge. I mean, I look like a third grader with like a senior in high school.
All right, well, you did get 5 points now. How do you think Alex is gonna do up there with Justice? Because he's even smaller than you.
I'd like to say Alex is going to blow it, but Alex is a great competitor, and I think he's going to give it his all, and he's got a great chance of getting 10.
All right, well, we'll see. Let's hear it for Andy, everybody. Good job.
2 events down, 3 to go. I'd like to say I'm in a better position than I am right now. I do have a solid 1-point lead, America. Don't count that out.
All right, Alex, last time you were up on the rings, you were perfect against the Wolf. How do you feel about facing Justice?
You know, they say history repeats itself. Hopefully I'll be on that platform, Justice being the drink.
Is the contender ready.
Ready.
Gladiator ready. 3, 2, 1.
At Hang Tough, where the 6'8" jumbo jet of justice is about to take off against Alex.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Alex even smaller than Andy. This is really the ultimate David versus Goliath here. With huge justice moving in on Alex. Justice will not let him out of his grasp. Look at Alex. I mean, that requires a lot of strength to hang in there like that with a 300-pound man hanging all over you. Alex truly hanging tough. Uh-oh, that's trouble. That's gotta be trouble. And there he goes.
You look a little upset. You got a bloody nose. What did it feel like having that big old man wrapped around you like that?
It sucked. I ain't gonna lie. It sucked pretty bad. Look at me. I'm all beat up and bloody, but hey, hope that'll redeem myself on the next round.
Well, listen, you held on a lot longer than I thought you were gonna be able to. Now, Justice is coming over here. Now, you knew you're too big to be doing all that. Back up. Come here.
You look good, girl.
What? Is that a threat? Hold on. We're about to fight.
Individuals shouldn't be that big. Look at that guy. He's a monster.
All right. Well, listen. After Hang Tough, Andy got 5. You got 0. Go clean yourself up because we still got a lot of competition left, baby. Go on.
Bring it.
He said bring it.
Andy with a 1-point lead with 3 more events to go before the Eliminator.
Okay, Monica, it's your first time up on those rings. Looking out over the course, are you feeling confident?
I'm hoping that this is my strongest event.
I hope so, too. Well, looking to sink her fangs into you, girl, is Venom!
Dashing, dangerous, and deadly.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiator ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Monica doesn't seem intimidated or bothered by any challenge she has faced so far. Aggressive here on the rings. Gonna block her off. Oh, but Monica's got an opening. If she can make it to the platform, she can get 10 points. She's got it.
Straight fear since I've been here, and now I'm starting to have a lot of fun with it, so I'm ready for the next event.
Venom ready to redeem herself against Venus.
Okay, Venus, you gonna score some points today, girl?
I am aiming to score some big points on this one. Last time I faced Venom, I was on the pyramid, and I already experienced what it's like to have her hanging on me. My plan is to evade and conquer.
Points to Venus if she can make it across to the opposite platform. She could use those 10 points too to keep up with Monica. Uh-oh. Already in trouble. Venom has Venus in her snare. Oh, look out. Ooh, belly flop. Ouch.
Yeah. Woo.
The snare. The glare. Venus gets tossed out of the air.
Okay, so you already know you didn't get any points. What happened up there?
I did my best to move from ring to ring, and I'll admit this is not my strongest event. I knew that as soon as she was able to get her legs around me, I just was going to have to go for a dive. I was just hoping it wasn't going to be a belly flop.
And how did that feel?
Belly flops hurt. It doesn't matter whether you're 35 years old or 6 years old. It hurts.
Now listen, Monica scored 10 points, so you know she's ahead of you right now. You're going to have to start scoring some points for me, okay?
I definitely know I have to score some big points. Monica is phenomenal on the Eliminator. I saw that. And I'm going to have to do something to make sure she doesn't have too big of a head start on me.
You can do it. You can do it. Just do some push-ups.
Venus's family still full of support for their girl. She'll need that support because right now she's trailing Monica by 12. The bigger the lead, the bigger the head start in the Eliminator. Right now, time for the men to run the gauntlet.
Andy, the gauntlet is one hardcore challenge, and you've never done it before, brother. What is your game plan, preacher man?
Well, here's the plan. As my dad always told me, if I get knocked down, you got to get up because ain't nobody going to help you.
Well, brother, in this case, if you get knocked down, you're going to have to get up over and over and over again. Well, let's meet the gladiators looking to stop, block, and knock you down. To see the light.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready? 3, 2, 1.
Titan is first. But Andy quickly gets past him for his first two. Now it's Mayhem. Two more. Toa, the third gladiator. Andy is keeping his legs churning like a great running back, but Justice might be too much. Oh. Time running out. Oh, but he breaks through with time to spare.
That's what I'm talking about, Lynn.
Great job. Great job. I love the way you started there. You bulldozed your way through, but then Justice was putting the beat down on you in the end, man.
I tell you what, I think Justice did me dirty. And that hurt my feelings. I thought we were boys. I thought we were going to take it to the next level, Justice. That's all right. I'll pray for his soul. That's all good.
In this subway replay, it was Andy's soul that almost got rocked as Titan, Mayhem, and Toa delivered their blows before Andy could break through the arms of Justice. Fueled up and powered on by Subway.
Well, Alex, this is your first time in the gauntlet, brother. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Hulk. I'm ready. You know, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. These big boys are going to be trying to knock me out, so I'm just trying to get out of the gauntlet as soon as I can.
Well, brother, the way this game goes, you got four monsters trying to tear you apart. And at the end of the gauntlet, there's a guy you had a problem with. He bloodied your nose. Is it payback time, dude?
I don't know. It's payback time, Hulk. You know, Justice, big guy. I always thought I was a good law-abiding citizen, but after Hank Tough, I felt like a two-time felon.
Well, brother, good luck, because that blue color just might turn into black and blue. Let's hear it for Alex, guys, in the gauntlet.
Gauntlet, where our 150-pound history teacher is about to try and get past more than 1,000 pounds of gladiator.
Yeah! Come on, boy! Run.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready? 3, 2, 1!
Titan says, hello! Oh, but a nice spin move by the teacher for his first 2 points. Mayhem trying to pin him against the wall. Oh, he tried to go low against Toa. Toa taking it out on Teacher. Oh, a headbutt. What was that? Alex looks stunned and woozy. And time running out on Alex. 6 points.
Make it easy for you. You look a little dazed right now. Are you okay?
That was not fun at all.
Look, you got 6 points. Justice was not letting you by. I don't know what the deal is with that dude.
Yeah, everyone's giving me a hard time. You know, they just brought it today. Gotta step it up for the next event. You're running and you get knocked down. That's how it is. It's like running into diesel truck 4 times.
With his impressive display in Gauntlet, Andy increases his lead to 5 points over Alex. The crowd is ready for the ladies to battle. Joust.
Now it's time to hit hard and hit fast with Joust, where the contender earns 10 points if they're able to knock the gladiator into the water below. And first up for the ladies is Venus. Yay! All right, Venus, now last time you were up there, you went down pretty fast. You think the same thing's gonna happen today with Siren up there?
I have no plans on going for a swim today. Absolutely none.
All right, well, good luck, because like I said, you're going to be facing the awesome Siren.
Hear the call. Get ready for the fall.
Is the contender?
Desperate for the 10 possible points. Uh-oh. Oh, Venus goes swimming again.
Yeah, baby.
Venus lost her balance on that big blow from Siren, and she was gone.
Again, and you're messing up your pretty eyeshadow.
I am so tired of swimming. But I, as far as I'm concerned, this is just 3 events. I've got 2 more to go, and then I'll be ready for the swim in the eliminator. I'm coming back.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, you know you got 0 points. Now, you're really up against Monica, okay? How do you think she's gonna do up there?
I'm hoping Siren takes her Dawn down so she can also enjoy a nice little swim.
All right, well, you heard it. Let's hear it. Touch up that eyeshadow, baby. Okay.
I've got to catch up somehow. I've got to make sure that she doesn't have too much of a head start on me. And I'm ready to do it.
Next up, Monica. Okay, Monica, last time you were up there, you got 10 points. You had a very impressive fight against Venom. How do you think you're going to do against Siren?
I'm just going to give it all I have, and I definitely do not like to swim in cold water, so I'm going to try and stay out of there.
Okay, well, let's see it. You guys want to see it? Let's do it!
This is what Monica's big win over Venom in the first round looked like. Just pummeled the gladiator and sent her flying. Let's see if this tough soccer mom can do the same against Siren. Remain for the ladies before the eliminator. Monica with a large 22-point lead. Will it be enough to hold off Venus, who has overcome big deficits before in Gladiator Arena? Up next, Alex and Andy try their hand at Joust. Gladiator Arena, where the men are ready to joust.
Next up, Gladiator and Contender go toe-to-toe with Joust. Starting for the men, Alex. Okay, now, Alex, this is your first time up there. Now, I know you were a wrestler, but this is a little different. How do you think you're going to do with that stick in your hand?
I don't know. I hear wolves don't like to get wet, so it's going to be a tough challenge for me.
All right, well, sounds good, but I hope you're ready, because looking to put a hurt on you is Wolf.
Wolf, fantastic. Wolf's been waiting all night for some action. He's hungry. Oh, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Want to feel what it's like to be attacked by a wolf? Watch this.
You didn't get any points, I'm sorry, but how was it?
I think he literally knocked the snot out of me, look at that.
But you put up a good fight on your way down, I must say so myself.
Hey, you gotta go down swinging, right? You gotta go down swinging.
All right, listen, so what do you think the Wolfman has in store for Andy?
Hopefully he's still hungry and Andy meets the same fate as me.
That's right, well said. Let's hear it for Alex!
That's what happened in Joust. I got him with a pretty good shot, I saw him off balance, and then he just kept like nidging, and boom! Next thing you know, I'm like free-falling.
Next up, Andy. Okay, Andy, as you know, the Eliminator is right around the corner. Do you think you can score 10 big points by knocking Wolf into the water?
Well, Layla, I'm gonna be honest, for all the contestants, we hate this event. I mean, we do, we sit and talk about it, that we, like, this event's not good. Bad.
Why is that?
Going against this guy's hard? It's just not good.
What was not good for Andy was the beating he took from Titan in the first round. Three big blows before the Preacher went off the deep end. Let's see if the undefeated Wolf changes Andy's opinion of Joust.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Andy looking for 10 big points.
Oh, big blow. Uh-oh. Dog wash.
What's up? What's up?
All it took was one big blow to the head. And you can see Wolf's foot tried to find the edge of the platform before he took the plunge.
It looks like the Preacher just baptized the Wolf. You're not supposed to be in the water. What's up with that?
You know, he's quick. He's got a little bit of power for a little guy.
It looked like he had a lot of power to me if he knocked the Wolf down.
He actually, he knocked the Wolf back, and when I went to step back to regroup, there was no platform.
Aw, it's okay. You go on and dry off.
You know, I knew you'd been wanting to pet me.
Layla, I gotta tell you, I'm as surprised as anybody in here right now. that shocked me. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
All right, great job. That's 10 big points for Andy.
Just one more event for the men before Eliminator. Andy is loving life and living large. Now, back to the ladies as they get ready to climb the wall.
It's time for our ladies to face 40 feet of peril on the wall. Contenders race to the top for 10 points with a gladiator in pursuit trying to throw them into the water below. Ladies, this will be the first time for both of you guys on the wall. Monica, you're way ahead, but you guys have had no experience in this event. Are you ready to claw your way to the top?
I'm ready. I can't wait to climb up that thing. This is one of my favorite events, so I'm ready to bring it.
Venus, are you ready?
I'm definitely ready. I know I've been taking a licking in this competition, but I'm just gonna keep on ticking. Tick tock,
Bring on that rock.
Wow, I like that. Okay, guys, let's meet the gladiators looking to tear you off the wall. Going after Monica is Siren. And Venus, you'll be going up against Venom.
Hey, there's Bree Turner from NBC's new show, Quarterlife, getting ready to watch the ladies climb the wall.
Are the contenders ready?
Ready!
Gladiators ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
And they're off. Monica in red, Venus in blue, and Venus desperately needs some points. Venom and Siren release. And Venom is already on the heels of Venus. Monica making great time, but Venus looks like she's in trouble. Oh, there she goes. Monica still making good time, but all of a sudden, Siren has caught her. Just a matter of time now. Oh, man. So much strength from Monica. Literally hanging on by her fingernails, able to shake free. She's got a great chance at 10 points. Plenty of time. She does it. Yes. Another 10-point performance by Monica puts 32 points between her and Venus with one event to go before the eliminator, where anything can happen.
I'm just trying to rack up as many points, get as much skill in as I can, do the best I can, take everything I've learned, and go to the top. That's all I'm thinking about. No money, honey.
Next, the men climb the wall. Welcome back to the semifinals of American Gladiator.
Now it's time for the men to scale the wall. Andy and Alex, neither one of you have faced the wall before. What can we expect up there?
I'm assuming that Alex and I had the same strategy, and that is to go up, not get caught. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to try to be like a squirrel in the wild and get up there as fast as I can.
Yeah, you just need the points, brother. Well, let's meet the gladiators, eager to slam you out of the sky. Going after Andy is Toa from Samoa. And Alex, you'll have to evade Militia. Okay, Alex, you're down by 15 points. It's time for you to score a big 10 points on the wall. Can you do it?
You know, it's the semifinals. Time to step it up. We need to cut that deficit. Hopefully, I'll see Andy at the top of that wall.
All right, guys. You're going to get a 7-second head start before the gladiators are released. Let's hope you don't become gladiator meat.
Contenders, ready.
Ready.
Gladiators, ready.
Oh!
3, 2, 1.
10 points to the first contender to make it to the top of the wall. Militia trying to chase down Alex. Toa hoping to catch Andy. So far, the contenders looking good. Andy with the lead. He slips. This could be an opportunity for Alex. They are neck and neck for the 10 points. Alex has the 10. Andy gets 5 for just making it to the top.
Yeah! He running for his life. He was scared.
You're darn right he was scared. That's why he slipped. And when he slipped, Alex had an opening. He took advantage and picked up 10.
Climbing off to a slow start. Next thing you know, I feel the breathing. I'm like,
I want you.
I look down, Militia's on my bum. I'm like, uh-oh, double time. I was up that thing. I look over, I see Andy. I'm like, gotta beat the rev. Jump on top, look over, and beat him by chinny chin chin.
Andy's 10-point lead at the end of 5 events will give him a 5-second head start in the eliminator. Now it's time for the women to scale Pyramid. Last time, Venus backed her way into 5 hard-earned points. Monica, the only contender this season who's been able to get past her gladiator and bang the buzzer at the top.
Okay, the women have only one challenge to complete before they run the eliminator. This is the pyramid. Contenders wage an uphill battle against gladiators in a race for 10 points. Remember, this is all about making it to the finals for a chance to win $100,000 and a shot at becoming a new American gladiator. Okay, now Monica, last time around, you were the only contender to make it to the top. Was that skill or luck? And can you do it again?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't remember my strategy, so I'm gonna have to come up with a new one anyway. So we'll see what happens.
Now listen, Venus, you almost made it to the top your last time around, but you only walked away with 5 points. Do you think you have what it takes to get up there?
I have what it takes to get up there. 10 points is mine. As far as I'm concerned, the pyramid marks my comeback. It starts now.
All right, well, you know there's no water for you to worry about, so that's good. Let's meet the gladiators who want to pound you girls into the ground. Monica, you'll need to make it through Crush.
The Royal Crush.
Venus, you're up against Siren.
Siren's ready. Good luck, Venus.
Now remember, if you make it to the scoring zone, you get 5 points. You make it to the top, you get 10. You got it?
Yes.
All right, it's time to do it. Good luck. Let's hear it for these ladies.
Are the contenders ready?
Ready.
Gladiators ready? Three, two, one.
10 points at the top of pyramid for the first contender to get there. Venus could definitely use those 10 points, battling against Siren. And struggling as well. Crush in total control of Monica. Siren just throws Venus back down to the bottom. What is Monica and Crush doing over there? Monica trying to pull Crush down to the bottom. This looks like a wrestling match. Total gladiator domination. Get out of here. Tough landing for both Monica and Crush. Oh, look at Monica. Thought she had a chance, but Crush says no. Monica's unique strategy of patty cake almost mesmerized Crush, but in the end, Crush put an end to the little girl game.
First, do no harm, but all I wanted to do was toss her out of the pyramid so I could get up there already.
What about you? I mean, I saw you try some wrestling techniques up there.
Oh, she is one tough Crush. She's tough.
No points for either lady in pyramid. Monica's 32-point lead will give her a 16-second head start in the eliminator.
I don't think it's fair for anyone to count me out. I am determined. I know I can catch up again. I've done it once before. So watch out.
Stick and stay. Much more on the way. It's all on the line to advance to the finals as the men take on the dreaded Eliminator. Back at Gladiator Arena for the final challenge. This is it. The event that will send someone to the finals. It's time for Eliminator.
It's time for the men to go hard or go home as the men take on everybody's biggest nightmare. This is the Eliminator, the ultimate gladiator test of strength and stamina. It's preacher against teacher, and the winner earns a spot in the finals against Evan for a grand prize of $100,000, a brand new Toyota, and best of all, the chance to come back as a new American gladiator next season. Andy, tonight you've been able to rack up 32 big points for a 10-point lead over Alex, giving you a 5-second head start. Are you ready to go from replacement to finalist, brother?
Tell you what, man, it was hard coming in for Adam Levin. To be honest, when I saw him after the Powerball, he and I just cried and looked at each other, and I just want to represent for him tonight.
That's awesome, dude. Well, and Alex, you're facing a competitor whose time in the first round of the Eliminator was 26 seconds faster than yours. What are you planning to do to keep Alex behind you all the way to the finish line?
I'll tell you what, as a kid, my brother Matt used to chase me around and hang me on doorknobs. So my plan is to act like my brother's behind me and try to get away.
Well, brother, you demonstrated your speed on the wall. You have enough juice to close that 5-second gap and get the last spot in the finals, brother?
You know, Hulk, I'm always running on full tank. 5-second lead, you never know. This Eliminator's nuts. Anything can happen, so I'm just going to go give it my all and see what happens at the end.
Well, guys, it all comes down to this, and we'll see you at the finish line. Good luck. Let's hear it for the preacher and the teacher, guys.
Andy, you will go on my first whistle. Alex, you will go on my second whistle. Are the contenders ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Andy off and running and no trouble with that 8-foot ball quickly into the water. There goes Alex. He too quickly scales the wall. These two contenders have been fantastic competitors. And it's really hard to think that either one will have to go home. Right now, looks like Andy's still maintaining his 5-second head start. Can Alex overcome that deficit? Onto the barrel roll for the preacher man. And for the teacher, the barrel roll. There goes Andy with the hand bike. So grueling, so challenging. Oh, but where did Alex come from? Out of nowhere. So much for the 5-second head start for Andy. Alex is right there with the preacher. This is a great race. Andy, the first of the pyramid, but Alex right on his heels. A 30-foot climb up the pyramid. Andy pulling away, just the Travelator separates him from the finals. But Alex is right there. Oh! Alex slips too. Both struggling on the menacing Travelator, the great equalizer. Here comes the preacher. He's got his feet. The teacher's at the top as well. Oh no, Andy slips! Alex is up the steps. Alex will bust through and advance to the finals. Alex's students going crazy.
Alex, brother. 149, my brother. You are amazing. There is no substitute for victory, my man. I couldn't believe it. He got a lead on you. You caught up. The cargo net was crazy. He got to the top first. He beat you to the pyramid, but then all of a sudden, brother, you came out of nowhere. Did you think you were going to pull it off?
You know, Hulk, I wasn't even thinking about winning or losing. Thinking about running my race. You know, my high school coach, Louis Magical, said, always win the last match of the night. You'll be good. Last match, give him my all. I'm just glad to be in the winner's circle.
Well, brother, you made it to the finals. You'll be taking on Evan next week in our finals. You better gear up. Let's hear it.
Woo! I'm feeling good at all. Yeah, I need a medic. I need a medic, yeah.
Alex is a great guy, amazing competitor. It's tough because I did really well in the events coming in. You know, I'm just a simple country boy who gave his life to the Lord and had this opportunity to come out here and just show the world with the gifts that God blessed me with. And I'm really thankful that I had an opportunity on this stage.
Right here. Competitor right here. Good man. Good man.
Good, bro. Coming up, the women's eliminator is Monica and Venus battle for the last spot in the finals. We are back at Gladiator Arena. where the women get their turn at Eliminator. Taking a look back at the first round, Monica set a women's course record for the Eliminator with a time of 2 minutes flat. And in her Eliminator, Venus battled exhaustion to stage the most dramatic comeback we have seen this season. Can Venus do it again?
Now it's the women's turn to face their final test of skill and will, the Eliminator. The first woman over the finish line will return next week to battle it out with Shanae in the American Gladiators Grand Finale. Now, Monica, you're out in front with a 32-point lead, giving you a 16-second head start. Are you all set to take this thing?
I tell you, I gotta stay focused, I gotta stay humble, and determined to get to the end. It doesn't matter how much lead I get, anything can happen in this race, so I just gotta stay focused.
That's a good way to be thinking right now. It's not over till it's over, right? Now, Venus, you're starting way behind Monica here. Now, but we know from last time you went up against Koya and you beat her. You're the comeback kid. You think you can do it again?
Well, you know, I know Monica has what seems to be an insurmountable lead, but I will not give up. I just can't. I will never give up. I overcame a lot of fear just to finish this Eliminator in the last round, and today I'm going to be celebrating that.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds real good, ladies. Well, I can tell this is going to be intense, okay? You both want it badly. Let's hear from them!
The ultimate obstacle course is all that stands between one of these women and the finals.
First whistle. Venus, you will go on my second whistle. Are the contenders ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
A huge 16-second head start for Monica, and she doesn't even use the rope on the 8-foot wall. She'll be under the fiery surface before Venus is even released. There goes Venus. Beginning her 30-foot climb up the cargo net. Oh! Not a good entry into the water for Venus. Losing more time. Venus now to the cargo net. Never count out Venus. She faced a huge deficit in the first round of Eliminator and was able to prevail. But she's got to pick up the pace. Oh, Monica lost her handle on the handbike. Venus has got to pick up some speed. Monica down the balance beam and continuing just to dazzle and daze the crowd this evening. She is flying through the course while Venus is still struggling on that cargo net. The finals are in the sights of Marvelous Monica. And if Monica can get through this travelator, she also has a chance to set a new record time for the women on Eliminator. She gets through the travelator on one try. Monica, ready to advance to the finals, bust through the wall in a time of 1:54.
Monica, you did it! 1:54!
Just as victorious as the first time. Oh, thank you.
Do you feel like it's been worth it now that you're here? You're so close.
Absolutely. What a tremendous experience this has been. Man, pushing yourself to the absolute limit, coming out victorious, it's amazing.
All right, well, you know what? You're going to have to push yourself some more because you are going to the finals and you're going to be battling it out against Shanae, okay? You're closer than ever to the grand prize now. Let's hear from Monica!
The crowd on their feet cheering on Venus as she climbs her way to the finish. She has made it through the Eliminator, but not through to the next round. Monica has just joined Alex in the finals of American Gladiator. Tonight, both contenders prove they are anything but ordinary in our Toyota Sequoia winning moment. So the finals are set. Monica will take on Shanae, and Alex will battle Evan to become the ultimate gladiator champions. Next Sunday, the most exciting event of 2008 comes to a dramatic climax.
It's the finals. I gotta bring my A game.
As the final four contenders battle it out for $100,000 and the chance to join these American Gladiators.
It's where you find out what you're made of.
Battered and bruised, they have one more competition to survive.
This thing demands your ultimate respect.
But the hits will be bigger.
Here we go, baby.
The falls harder.
I just turn around and boom!
And the Gladiators meaner.
And my volcano!
This is the one event you cannot miss. The ultimate journey comes to a close with only one man.
Contenders ready!
And one woman reigning supreme.
It's time to go for the gold.
Don't miss the final two-hour extravaganza.
No!
You'll see the hardest hits this season.
That's how it should be done.
Your favorite fights and gladiator moments.
My house!
You'll find out which two contenders will take home the ultimate prize.
Let's go!
It's the biggest television event of the year, the American Gladiator Finals. Next Sunday night, special time of 7, 6 Central.
This is it, baby.